And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hit. Your Tuesday, September 13th edition, 11-game slate for you on a Tuesday. Hope you guys had a good Monday on a little 7-game warm-up slate to get things going. Fun one there, Framber Valdez, the pivot off Strider, was a big one. So hope you guys knocked that one out of the park and had some more fun on your Monday. But we got a big, big 11-game slate for you. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick or join us in the Free Fantasy Degens Discord where tons of guys are chatting it up in there every day doing some baseball. We got NFL, we got NCAA, we got PGA back, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the Fortnite Classic Championship, the old Safeway. That dropped on Monday as well. You have some Bench with Bubba coming at you this week. So lots of content as usual on the podcast waves, the YouTube waves. So give them rate and reviews, subscribe on YouTube, thumbs up, all the good stuff that we appreciate on the show. But more important, if you have questions, Twitter at BDNTrick. All right, 11 games on the Monday. Let's get you in and out. Pitching, we have a few guys, but again, like usual lately, there's a lot of murkiness when it comes to the pitching. And there's a bunch of 6:10, 6:40 Eastern games not on the slate. Slate still starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. So Orioles, Nationals, 8.5. Cubs and Mets, 7. Sorry. Whew. Yankees, Red Sox, 8.5. Royals, Twins, 8.5. A's, Rangers, 8.5. Rockies, White Sox, 8.5. Dodgers, D-backs, 7.5. Padres, Mariners, 7.5. Braves, Giants, 8. So as you can tell, not a lot of high totals. A couple 8.5s out there, but nothing too crazy on this slate. And you'll see that when we get to the pitching. There's a reason why. Jacob DeGrom is $11,800 at home against the Chicago Cubs. He's a 30-plus point machine. He has to be, though, at that price point. That's the downside. If he scuffles at all, he's not worth any bit of that price. He is facing the Cubs, 24% K rate, basically, over the last 30 days versus right-handed pitching, to 23 average. 90 WRC plus. You know you can pick DeGrom anytime you want. 11.8 is a hell of a price tag, though. So if you want to save some cash, I have no problem pivoting off of DeGrom. And if you want, like, in cash, you probably just play him. I know it's a big price point. He's got to get you that 30-plus at that point, but he's got one of the best floors in baseball. Anything can happen, though. So I'll play my single injury. I probably won't have any Jacob DeGrom. I'll go cheaper, but I see the appeal. Yu Darvish against Seattle, not bad. I'll go elsewhere. Clayton Kershaw is where it begins to get interesting for me. $10,000 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kershaw threw 86 pitches his last time out, his second start since coming off the IL. He went 74-86. If you look at the common sense there, we're thinking about 95-ish, give or take, pitches, 95-96, hopefully, in that range. He got you 22.5 points, 6 or more Ks in both starts. He went 6 innings this last go-around. Now you get an Arizona Diamondbacks team you can definitely pick on, that they are striking out 26% of the time versus lefties over the last 30 days, hitting 226, 119 ISO, 77 WRC+. So a lot to like there with Kershaw at $10,000. Probably coming in at low ownership because people are still worried about the pitch count. It is a concern, but he's super efficient. So that kind of takes the concern out of the realm there. So I don't mind some Kershaw at $10,000. Kyle Wright at $9,400. Hopefully people are like, oh, look, he got minus 5 points against Oakland. Oakland shelled him. I don't care. Prior to that, it was 4 straight starts, 20-plus points. It was 6 of his last 7 of 20-plus points. The dude's been an electric factory this year. I got no problems with him. He faced the Giants earlier this year. The Giants got to him a bit, I'll be honest. But this is an even worse Giants offense than you saw the first time. They're striking out a whopping almost 27% of the time versus righties over the past month, hitting 216 with an 89 WRC+. So I got no problem going back to Kyle Wright on this slate at $9,400. Hopefully people kind of fade there. So Kershaw and Wright is where I like to kind of start things off up top. You can definitely go to DeGrom if you want. People can make your arguments for Cole and Darvish, but it's Kershaw and Wright for me. And I think you have a lot of upside and saving cash from the guys up top in that regard. Now, if you want to get cheaper, though, Logan Gilbert at $8,700, back-to-back, just absolute gems. 30-plus point performances, 6 shutout innings in both starts, 9 Ks in both starts, White Sox and at Detroit. Now against the San Diego Padres, a little trickier team. I'll get you that. But they're still not world beaters right now. It's like striking out over 21% of the time versus righties, but only hitting 212 with a 91 WRC+. So you can go to Gilbert if you want. I don't mind it, but my favorite play on the entire pitching slate, even over the guys up top, my dog, my boy, Jomo. Jomo's $8,400 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. He's coming off another great 6 2/3, 106 Ks. Dude gives you at least 5, if not more, every time out. And he's pretty much putting a 20-plus point floor outside of one start against Atlanta since he's joined St. Louis. And now he's at home against the Milwaukee Brewers, a Milwaukee team that strikes out 29.4% of the time over the last 30 days versus lefties, hitting 198 with an 81 WRC+. Jomo, by far and away, my favorite pitcher on the slate. Like, I want to pair him with Kyle Wright, probably. That's right at this point in time, that's what I'm looking at. Kershaw's really close, though. But right now, Jomo, Kyle Wright, that's where I plant my flag at this point in time. Because when you go past Jomo, I never have issues with Joe Ryan at $8,100. I'd just rather pay $300 more for Montgomery. That's just me. But after that, it's like, it's GPP because there's arguments to be made. Like Dean Kramer, we've seen put up big games. We've seen him get shelled. It's the Nationals. It's a team you want to target. It's definitely a team you want to target in Washington. You know, 20% K rate versus righties. They are hitting 289, but a 111 WRC plus. So they've been better of late, but it's a team you want to target. So I get it. Not going to do it, but I get it in tournaments. If you're punting, the guy I'm looking at is Waldichuk of Oakland, $6,200. We saw Trevor Rogers just dominate Texas on Monday. Given Rogers and Waldichuk, I wouldn't say they're the same people. But you can definitely get some leverage here. Texas does hit well versus lefties over the last 30 days, 17% K rate, 297 average, 178 ISO, 139 WRC plus. So you usually don't want to attack them. But if you're punting, Waldichuk at 62 is your guy. You might be able to make arguments for Chad Kuhl, but I'll take Waldichuk at 62. But really, I'm just paying up. Give me Jomo and Kyle Wright. I don't mind Kershaw. Don't mind Joe Ryan. Don't mind Logan Gilbert. If I have to rank my top four, it's Wright. It's just Montgomery, Wright, Kershaw, Gilbert. And DeGrom's just the elite. He's in his own tier. So it's like if you want to spin up, play DeGrom. If you don't, use my tiers. That's kind of how we're looking at it. All right, let's look at the bats on this 11-game Tuesday slate for you here. Catcher's position. Adley Rutschman at 54 is outstanding. Abbott is very hittable for Washington, so Baltimore is a very good stack on this slate. Cheaper options for you, though. You got Sean Murphy versus the lefty Reagans. We love Murphy versus a lefty at 4,400. He's cooled down a bit, but it's still a great matchup against Reagans. That's a spot you should like to target on this slate. Cheaper plays, though, when you get to the mid-threes and below. You got Langoliers at 3K versus Reagans, another nice bat versus lefty. We talk about it all the time. When we get Minnesota versus a left-handed pitcher, Gary Sanchez becomes a phenomenal GPP play. He's 3K versus Chris Bubich. Bubich gets up a lot of home runs. So Gary Sanchez at 3K is a phenomenal boom or bust tournament play at $3,000. If you hope Yasmani Grandal can get doing, I don't mind $2,800 for Chad Kuhl. Grandal has been horrific. I am not going to sugarcoat it. But he's still a very talented ball player. And if he could click at any time, it literally could be against Chad Kuhl. So Grandal at 28, that's one you kind of look at and kind of double take on. Like Gary Sanchez is 3K, Grandal at 28. I probably prefer Gary Sanchez, but they're very similar. You save $200. Grandal, I think, has honestly a higher ceiling, but Sanchez might have a better floor, which is just disgusting to say about either one of them when you really want to break it down. First base position for you here. You can go to Goldie versus Bush. It's Milwaukee's going to have Bush open, followed by Lindblom is what it looks like right now with Freddie Peralta going on the IL. So a lot of bullpen game for Milwaukee, which makes it tough with St. Louis, but at the same time could mean some early eruptions. So Goldie at 61, not too bad. Cheaper plays, go back to the Mets if you like. They let us down big time on Monday in a great matchup. Don't mind going against Adrian Sampson. Pete Alonso at 55 is a good starting point there. Cheaper plays, though, into the 4K range. Matt Olson versus Jacob Junis. Don't hate it at 45. If you're fading Kershaw, you got Christian Walker, but it's hard to fade Kershaw, but I get it. Jose Abreu at 4K versus Chad Kuhl is good. The White Sox are an inconsistent baseball team. Great spot tonight, though. Great spot versus Chad Kuhl. Ryan Mountcastle at 3,700 versus Abbott. I'm liking this Baltimore stack more and more as we keep talking, and we're only at first base right now. Jose Miranda is only 31. Minnesota's cheap, so if you want to pay it for pitching, we already talked about Gary Sanchez at catcher at 3K. You got Miranda at $3,100 versus Bubich. Let's go. Let's go. I like it. If you're fading Jomo, though, if you are in a tournament, you like Keston here at 3K because if he's going to do anything, it'll be against a left-handed pitcher. So here at 3K is where you want to go if you're fading Montgomery, which, yeah, to each their own. I don't hate it. In tournaments, it's probably the smart move. I just play single entries where I don't worry as much as you would in big field tournaments. Toglia of Colorado, Kopech is garbage. He just can't. I wish him the best. He just can't figure it out. So Toglia is $2,600. Nick Prado's $2,800 for Kansas City. So there's definitely some cheapies at the first base position. Pasquantino is only $2,100 for his Joe Ryan. That's an outstanding value. So lots and lots of value at the first base position. Even I'm not looking to fade Kyle Wright, but David Villar is 2K for the Gigantes as well. So lots and lots of value at first base if you need it on this slate. Second base, they still got Mookie Betts at second, which makes me laugh. He went deep on Monday night, $6,200 versus Merrill Kelly. Don't mind Tommy Edman if you're St. Louis stacking, but Marcus Semien at 5K versus Waldichuk is very, very much in play if you're not using the Waldichuk value. Cheaper options for you, though. Jeff McNeil is playing phenomenal, hitting third or fourth most games right now for the Mets. He's $4,400, so he's a guy to keep an eye on for some potential upside for you. Gleyber Torres is tempting versus Pivetta, but Pivetta's been like just good enough to not be bad. He's throwing like 5 to 6 innings, giving up 2 or 3 runs, so you can't really stack against him. but he's so close to a blow up where he's really not helping you to start either. So it's tough to like really go all in with the Yankees, but he's there if you need him. Cheaper plays at second base. Yeah, Gunnar Henderson of Baltimore, your second base shortstop at 34. It's a really good value. So is Vaughn Grissom at $3,400. So those are two that I like quite a bit at that in the value range here at second base. Below 3K, though, you know, Santiago Espinal at 24 is always interesting in the Toronto stack, but not a must play by any means. I kind of like that Gunnar Henderson and Vaughn Grissom there at 34 is probably kind of for now as low as I'd go at second base. Third base for you here, Arenado's fine at 58, but don't mind Bobby Witt at 56 versus Joe Ryan if you're fading Ryan. Austin Riley at 54 is totally fine in that matchup, but you can save a few shekels. Max Muncy at 5K, Matt Chapman at 49, a couple nice matchups there with Kelly and Hergett. Cheaper plays than that, you got the likes of this might be a top-heavy position today. Yoan Moncada has been bad, but if you're stacking the White Sox, I get it at 34. I get it because he's a value at that position, and you could pair him with your Abreu's and company, so it makes it very feasible. I could see that as an option for you. Hunter Dozier's 2,600 if you really need to. IKF's been kind of heating up for the Yankees. He's 2,600 bucks as well. He's third-base shortstop eligible. So you got a few, but overall, third base is kind of top-heavy on this slate. I will say it. I'll say it again. He went off on Monday night. With the big ding-dong city, and I guess in game two of the double dip, he went deep, and he had an RBI double in game one, and that is Josh Jung, who has played four games now. He's got five games, seven or more points in four of five games, two home runs already, so he's got tons and tons of power. He's only 2K versus Waldichuk. That's the guy you want to play at third base. Phenomenal matchup, free 99, $2,000 for Josh Jung. You just play him. Shortstop position for you here. You got Frenchy Lindor at 6K. He went deep for us on Monday. Don't mind going back to him. You got Bobichette at 57. He's just fine as well. Cheaper options for you, though, are kind of cheaper. Like Corey Seager's 52. I don't mind the lefty-lefty. Correa likes lefties a lot, but he's inconsistent. But he's 49 versus Bubich. Good lefty to target if you need to. Jorge Mateo at 36 versus Abbott. Gunnar Henderson of Baltimore is 34 versus Abbott. Two good spots. Elvis Andrus is in Fuego, and he's leading off for the White Sox. He's $3,000. So you got some nice value here at shortstop for once, which we usually don't get. So a couple of the Henderson and Anders there at 3K and 34. Then you got like Josh Jung at third base at 2K. We got value at most positions on this slate, which is a beautiful thing to see. And we'll definitely have value in the outfield here. You can start up by paying up for the Ikes of Judge and Betts. That's totally fine. Randy Rosarena's on fire. Tampa Bay versus Mitch White is a really sneaky spot because Mitch White's just pitching to a ton of contact and it has not been productive. So I have zero problem going that direction. So you can pay up at those ones, or you slide down some more. Hopefully Lou Bob plays. He's 5K versus Chad Cool. It'd be a good piece of a stack if he's there. If you're fading Montgomery, Renfro loves lefties. He's 5,000. Not sure that's where I'm going. I'd rather go like Anthony Santander at 49 versus Abbott. Like that a lot. Brandon Nimmo's been leading off and hitting very well for the Mets. He's 49 versus Sampson. Another good spot there. Manny Margot at 47 versus White. Joey Manessi's at 47 versus Kramer. So some good looks here. Adelis Garcia's 47 versus Waldichuk. I like that quite a bit. I like Waldichuk as a punt, but I see the appeal of fading him as well. Michael Harris II's $4,400. So he's another guy for you. Tyler Naquin's 43. He was hit eighth on Monday, which kind of disappointed me, but still swinging it really well. Great matchup for Sampson. Another guy you could take a peek at. Andrew Vaughn's only $3,900 for Chad Cool. I can get behind that as a value. Jake McCarthy at 38. If you're fading Kershaw, just want a one-off. I don't mind that. Lars Nubar has cooled down. I still like him. He's $3,700. He's cooled down a lot. AJ Pollock at 32 is a good value for your White Sox stacks. Not so much a one-off, but I do like him in a stack for sure. Franmil Reyes, not using him versus DeGrom. I will stop that sentence real quick. But Lane Thomas at 27 is a very good value. Gavin Sheets in tournaments and White Sox acts at 26 because he's a boomer bust guy. I like that upside. Bubba Thompson at 26 versus Waldichuk. I can see some upside there as well. Jose Siri, depending on where he gets in the Tampa Bay lineup at 25, could be a piece of some action for you. Other options as we slide down to the low 2Ks now, which someone's got to be down here, right? Everyone's getting called up these days. There's got to be someone. And if I missed him, well, we'll go through it in the Slack chat, or you can hit me up on Twitter or something. But there's Chad Pinder likely starting for the A's because they face the lefty Reagans. Is $2,000. I knew I'd find somebody down here for you. There's gonna be options on slates this size at this time of the year. There will be plenty of options to choose from. Recapping your pitching, if you want to use DeGrom, go for it. I'm gonna save cash, no problem. If you want to use him, My rankings are thus: Montgomery at 84, Kyle Wright at 94, Kershaw at 10,000, Logan Gilbert at 87, Joe Ryan at 81. And if you need to punt, it's Waldichuk at 62. My stacks like Baltimore a lot in their matchup. So I can see some love there. Baltimore going up against Abbott. If you want to go some Washington, you can, but give me Baltimore. I think Tampa Bay sneaky nice versus Mitch White as well. So those two could be some nice different type stacks. I like the Mets in their matchup. Minnesota versus Bubich is not too shabby either. Oakland versus Reagans and Texas versus Waldichuk. If you're not using the Waldichuk value, I like Oakland better, but Oakland kind of sucks, so that'll be fun. White Sox Colorado could be good. I like the White Sox side for sure, but I have no problem fading Kopech. I just wish it wasn't Colorado. That's the bugaboo there. And then, you know, you could get some Dodgers and Braves if you choose. But that Oakland-Texas game has a bunch of appeal for the Oakland side. I like the Mets, like the Twins, like Tampa Bay, like Baltimore. It's kind of where I'm playing. Like, Baltimore's one of my favorite stacks on this slate. That's kind of scary to say, but that's where we're standing at this point in time. So we'll see how the cookies crumble and the lineups come out for you on Tuesday. But that'll do it, folks. I'm on the old Twitter there at BDNTrick. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the Fantasy Degens Discord. Give the podcast a rate, review on iTunes. Check out the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the Fortinet Championship for the week with myself and Jesse, dropped on Monday. Also, Bench with Bubba coming at you twice a week. So tons of stuff, as usual, that you come to expect on the YouTube and on the airwaves of your podcast platform. So give them the rates, the reviews, all the good stuff, and I'd much, much appreciate it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with another episode. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 13th edition in the books. I'm out.